This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. The best sluggers in baseball will compete in tonight's home run derby at Coors Field. CPR's Vic Vella reports.
Well, if you dig the long ball, you'll definitely want to catch tonight's derby before it's gone. And the player to watch will be Japanese sensation Shohei Ohtani of the Los Angeles Angels, the league leader in home runs this season, who's also pitching in Tuesday's All-Star game. And get this, Coors Field usually stores baseballs in a humidor, which makes the ball a little heavier with water so they're not hit as hard. But there will be no humidor for this mile-high derby, so you can expect baseballs to fly into the stratosphere. I'm Vic Vella, CPR News.
Outdoor classrooms, free breakfasts, and better training for teachers on how to use technology are several ways students say Colorado should use federal stimulus dollars. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
State education officials have solicited input from principals, teachers, and students on how to spend $132 million in federal money. 17-year-old Gianni Vinegas wants money to go to counseling services that prepare students for college and for after-school programs like the Boys and Girls Club.
It was really important to have somewhere that you can go where people will guide you or you find your own community.
Students also want money targeted at better internet connection, tutoring, and special projects like coding. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
And a Colorado rider has won the 15th stage of the Tour de France on Sunday. Sepp Kuss of Durango is the first American to win a stage at cycling's biggest race in 10 years. The 15th stage is a 118-mile ride from the foothills of the Pyrenees to the nation of Andorra. Areas of smoke across much of Colorado today and the next few days. Today around Denver, a slight chance for afternoon thunderstorms, highs in the lower 90s. Right now in Denver, it's 64. In Grand Junction, 60.